joke.
I don't know. Hello. That was not a lot of enthusiasm.
I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long day.
Do you want to eat your pretzel?
Yeah, I'm going to eat and chat.
Joe got Meg a pretzel.
I don't want you to see this, though.
With the buttercream. I'm on a 30-day cleanse to a healthier lifestyle.
I don't believe in that.
Better.
Can I tell you why? And maybe you'll have an answer.
Well, you've already told me this.
But I just, it makes sense. Like, yeah. You go 30 days doing a certain way, but then as soon as it's done, how do you not?
I'm going to do Weight Watchers.
See, that's the answer I was looking
for. I'm going to try to do Weight Watchers because you know who is the new spokesperson, as well as Oprah, but the new spokesperson for Weight Watchers. Here's a plug for him. To him.
A him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
a heavier guy.
Uh-huh. Or is it Josh Gad?
No,
wouldn't that be great, though?
Be amazing. He slimmed down, I feel like.
A little bit, but I feel like he's always one of those
But his is like a healthy, like,
chub. He's like Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill. Like, they all fluctuate.
Yeah, they, yeah, definitely fluctuate.
Give me another hint.
Music.
Someone I would know?
Everyone knows this person, I feel like.
Is it Blake Shelton?
No, he's like, I feel like he's just like a regular
man. I
know, but
I'm just really mad about him being in, like, everyone's attention recently.
Being the sexiest man of the year?
That pisses me off. Did we talk about that in the last podcast?
I think we did. I don't want to get into it.
Okay, I can't. I'll get upset. Randy Jackson.
No, blast from the past, but American Idol's coming back, so
I know. You can see why I would think that.
I can see where your brain's going.
Can you give me a race?
Not white and not black.
Mexican. Chinese. Latino. There's not really fat.
Latino. I want to be politically correct. I don't know. Like, I don't... I actually,
Hispanic?
I guess so. I don't know exactly which,
what he is. Yeah.
And
a singer.
He's not a singer.
A musician. Well, that was misleading.
All I said was music. That can be anything.
Music. Like a... Who?
DJ Khaled!
Ah! What? No, you should say... I like how he looks. I feel like he, like, holds it well.
I'm curious to see... Because, okay, Oprah, she's a healthy weight, but she's not a skinny mini.
No, but she rocks it.
But she rocks it.
She would look weird if she was.
So
really
I feel
skinny.
Like he's probably gonna lose, like, and men lose weight way faster.
Literally, so all you have to do is drop drinking soda, and he'll be.
It'll
like,
be done.
Thin.
So he's probably gonna lose a quick 40, and then just stay there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And coast.
Coast.
Yep.
On his.
Yeah. Then he goes on tour with Demi, man. I don't know.
That's gonna be lit. So yeah, that's I'm on a lifestyle journey.
Yeah, as I sit here eating a soft pretzel dunked in buttercream, I think.
Because I'm gonna start doing yoga, find my inner balance, my inner peace. Try bar.
I like the idea of bar. I did yoga once. Did I ever tell you a story about this?
Well, I'm doing it with Ice Mom, so.
Ice Mom's great. I went to yoga one time at Temple, like 5 a.m.
You did, yes. Yeah.
And I got there, and I have a very busy mind, and so yoga's just not made for people like me, and I can't buy into the whole,
at
like...
At 5 a.m, you couldn't, like...
Nope.
I feel
so
like...
So anyway, it gets worse.
Okay.
It gets worse.
Sorry.
So this lady is, you know, like, all about... It was less about the, like, stretching and poses and more about, like, the nonsense
Zen.
Of it. Yeah. So
Which
then I was
wouldn't
like,
be that much into.
I recognize this lady, and then I realized she was my teacher freshman year of college, the only class that I ever did horribly in because she was a terrible person.
Right.
And she came over and like tried to adjust me and was like, "You just seem really tense." And I was like, "Don't touch me!" And I was like, "This is the work. Get me away from this person." So it was my teacher.
So that's the last I need.
So I never went back to yoga. Sometimes I'll do it just for stretching purposes.
Just for funsies.
I don't do it to find any inner.
But I feel like
goddesses.
I need to find my inner Paige. This is the year of Paige. Last year was the year of Paige, but I truly mean it this
Every
year.
Every new year has been the year of Paige.
No, but I truly mean it this year.
I truly believe you mean it.
yeah. So that's where I'm at. Did you make any resolutions? Happy New Year, by the way, people.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Did you make any resolutions to stop being a mean person?
That's definitely not on there.
Right.
Eat more vegetables.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Joe makes me eat vegetables now that he cooks.
What's his go-to veggie?
Joe, what would you say your go-to veggie is? Broccoli?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, because
Do you roast it or do you steam it?
Well.
It steams it.
You should roast it.
That's the problem.
Your oven doesn't work?
No, it does. He just likes
All I want to do is steam it because it's easy.
So he's being lazy?
He's basically saying, like, I know you want to eat more vegetables, but I'm not going to make it easy for you.
Okay. Have you ever tried a roasted Brussels sprout?
No, I hate Brussels sprouts.
Roasted?
I don't know, but it sounds disgusting. I just hate vegetables, and I...
Brussels sprouts are so good.
Like, you can put spices and stuff on them, and, like, sure, I'll eat them, but the thing is, I'll never enjoy it.
No one does. Joe does. I guess there are people out there.
He makes me sick.
Are you more of a fruit gal?
I love fruit. I'm allergic to a bunch of fruits, but yeah. I love fruit. Speaking of, I had a clementine today.
Nice!
Super excited for it. Love me a good clementine.
Was there seeds in it?
There was about... I took a picture on my phone, because it was so unbelievable. I couldn't even eat it. I couldn't eat around it. There was four seeds in every slice.
It's the worst.
So I Googled it, because I'm like, this isn't right.
Was it the little cuties?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're supposed to be seedless.
I Googled it, and apparently... Yes, I am. And apparently, if you, like, cross-pollinate, I read all about how it happened.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm just upset about it.
So those were cross-pollinated.
That means they were, like, contaminated.
That's awful. It's awful. I'm really upset.
Yeah, it was really off-putting, let me tell you.
You know what I recently just got into? I didn't really get into it.
What?
But I had, my mom got this big tub of grapefruit segments. And let me tell you, they're really good.
Let me tell you, I've never had a grapefruit before.
Because a grapefruit in itself, when you look at it, intimidating.
Yeah.
But she, like, it's like, you know how, like, they'll come in the little cups?
Yeah.
There's a big tub of it.
Yeah. Is it grapefruit season even?
I feel like I don't know, but they're amazing.
I'll just take your word for it.
They're not too sour, but do you like a little tart?
I can do a tart.
A tart.
A tart.
So what's new? I have some stuff I want to talk about, but we can get into that at any point.
Do you want to just talk about my day?
Yeah, let's talk about your day. Let's talk about your day.
So, I'm gonna lean forward for this. My day wasn't great.
Right.
Definitely subpar as far as days go.
1 to 5, would it be a 2?
I'm gonna say it was a 2. Def a solid 2. First, my train was 30 minutes late.
It's the worst.
You know, like, not great.
So, in that situation, do you text your boss and be like, hey, I'm running late, or
no.
You just show up whenever you want?
No, I just show up because it's only 5 minutes later than when I'm supposed to be in. It's whatever. And
so you were 5 minutes.
So I get to work and I'm being so cautious of the ice because it's black ice. That shit will get you. And it does get you. And I'm like being so cautious. I have like snow boots on. I'm like walking so carefully. So then I get to, you know, where like the, like where Richie's is. And I was absolutely crossing the street there. So there was a big pile of snow. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to go to work with a big pile of snow on my shoe.
Right.
Let me be smart and step over the snow. Okay. So I step over it, and I'm looking to make sure cars aren't coming. Blah, boom. Wiped out. But, like, when
was
I say...
Around?
Oh, yeah. When I say I wiped out, it wasn't just, like, I slipped and kind of caught myself and then went down. Like, my limbs... The fact that I am okay and I'm not in the hospital is amazing. My phone went in the snow. My purse fell on the ground. So at first, my first instinct was, like... I'm also in the street, which I didn't realize until now, which was probably also super dangerous.
Right.
So I just was like, let me just make sure nothing's broken. I literally looked like, you've probably never seen this, but in The Nightmare Before Christmas, there's a scene where the girl jumps out the window, but she's like a doll, so like all of her limbs are different ways. That was me.
Okay.
So
good to know.
I'm like, all right, my legs are good. Everything's good. The only thing that really hurt was my hand because I like put it down. And so it was just a little bruised. So then I'm still sitting on the ground at this point, and I just was like, you know what? I'm not ready to get back up yet. Like, I was like...
Has anyone come over to be like, are you okay?
No. Not yet. I know everyone saw it. And of course, like, all these people I work with take the train at that time. So I'm like, there's probably so many people I know who are walking by me right now. And so I was just like, I'm just going to keep sitting here for a minute. So I kind of just, like, leaned back and just, like...
In the middle of the road.
In the middle of the street, just, like, sat there, like, I cannot believe this happened. And finally, a young gentleman came over... And he asked if I was okay, but I think it wasn't just like, are you okay? I saw you fall. It was like, ma'am, you're sitting in the middle of the street in snow. Are you good? So he's like, hi, do you want to get up? Like, are you okay? So I like went to reach out to take his help, but then I was like, no, I don't need help. And then I was like, no, I'm fine. Thank you. And then like hunched back away, like slithered across the street. But I was like seriously thinking about it. And I would say I sat there for, like, a good minute and a half.
Wow.
just sitting because I was like not ready. And it's funny because Thomas, my older brother, fell the night before, and I was like, ha ha, and that's what I get.
I will remind you, there was an ice storm last night.
But I just thought I was not immune to it, of course, I really thought I was taking the right precautions.
Right.
And then I didn't want to go out and get lunch today when I forgot my lunch because inevitably.
You don't want to fall again.
Yeah.
So you didn't eat.
And so I walked in my office and everyone was like, oh my God, how was everyone's commute? You know, it was so icy. And I was like, I fell. Like, I just walked in the office, dropped my purse, and I was like, I fell. And everyone was like, are you okay?
I know you 100% said it like that to you.
Yep. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I just sat in the street for a few minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that happened to
you. That's okay. It was, if you were there, like, it probably was so funny.
I would have cried.
It was so funny.
My mom fell one time.
That's not funny at all.
And she was fine. But every time I think about it.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
I know, but if she was here, I'd be laughing too. And I laughed when it happened.
You laughed when it happened? Oh my God, Paige is actually crying right now. I just want everyone to know that.
She's so mad when she listens to it.
Ice Mom, I think it's so mean that Paige is.
We were walking in DC and I don't know.
Was it snowing?
No.
Oh, like it wasn't icy or anything?
We were just walking really fast. I was so good, but I'm not good when people fall.
Oh, no. Like, and the thing is, too, I wouldn't have blamed anyone if they had left. And I was kind of glad people didn't come over to ask if I was okay, because I was already so embarrassed, and I just, like, wanted people to pretend they didn't see it.
I'm actually crying.
But she's actually crying.
So funny. Oh, man. I'm sorry, Mom.
And you know how when you trip and, like, you kind of fall, you look at your shoe as if, like, you're blaming your shoe? Like, oh, God, this damn thing! And, like, you look around, like, stupid shoes. I really didn't need an excuse today, which was nice.
You fell on the ice. I feel like people do always do that. Like, if you, like, just
Oh, I do it all the time.
Stumble a little bit, and you're just like,
If I stumble, I'll, like, go to the trouble of, like, pulling my shoe off and, like, banging it and putting it back on. Like, I hate when this thing malfunctions.
So worse.
Yeah. I really make a thing of it.
Oy vey.
So, yeah, that's all I really have to share with you right now.
Are you going to be okay?
I'm going to be all right.
You should wear snowshoes. Like
I did.
You were wearing snowshoes.
I was being super precautious.
I don't think you were.
Apparently not. It got me in the end.
Did you
watch the Golden Globes? No, I did not. However.
These are what all my notes are on.
I figured. I'll tell you why. I don't watch these award shows anymore because they frustrate me in the moment because people are awkward and I can't predict what they're going to do and I don't like that. So I wait till the next day and then I watch like...
You watch the highlights.
All the videos. I look up all... I have like an order. Like I look up all the dresses and then I look up the awkward moments and then I look up the weird dress. So I can talk about it openly.
Wow.
I'm very aware.
Okay, so you're up to date.
I'm very up to date.
So first note, I loved that everyone wore black.
Yes.
I liked... That
solidarity.
I'm gonna say 99% of people who were attending the Globes follow the dress code.
How do you think they got that memo?
Reese Witherspoon.
But you think she just
she
sent out a group text?
No, I think like probably through all their publicists and like agents and stuff. They were like, hey, by the way, Time's up. Movement is happening
because some people were like red and they got blasted and I was like, I feel bad, like what if they didn't know? But I guess you did.
Everyone knew. Reese Witherspoon had it all over her social media.
Can I say something about Reese Witherspoon for a second?
No, because I'm gonna touch back on her.
It's not mean.
I'm gonna get back to her though.
Fine.
Because that's interesting you say that, but because I have a question about her. Absolutely loved Oprah's speech. Did you watch any of it?
I watched the whole thing. Okay. I liked most parts of it. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Woman can frickin' speak.
Yeah, she's an amazing speaker.
And it didn't even look like she... Maybe she prepared, but whatever she did...
She knew she was getting the award.
80% of that was just, I think, from Oprah's her heart and her Oprah's brain. Heart. And I think she... The ending of that speech will, like, live on in infamy. That was just...
I do...
Fantastic.
...want to say if she does run for president...
She's not going to run for president.
I will fully endorse and support.
I think that whole thing is ridiculous.
I know she's not because why would you...
Why would you?
If you're Oprah Winfrey...
Right.
You have...
Millions.
Billions, yep. Maybe. I don't know.
Yep.
Multi-millions.
Yep. It's a hard thing to do.
Why go... I mean, so does, you know, whoever.
Yep. Trump.
Yep. why go from the lifestyle you have?
Right. And I just think because you're an amazing human being and you do a lot of amazing work and you're, that doesn't necessarily equate to politics. If anything, it makes you less qualified being a good person. So, I, you know.
But if she wanted to.
If she wanted to, she could do it. She would have it. But her speech was fantastic.
Yeah. I think she deserved it.
She is just a fabulous speaker. She's fantastic. I swear.
Did you know that the lady from The Handmaid's Tale, Elizabeth Moss,
yes,
is a Scientologist? Yeah. Found that out yesterday because I was like, oh my God. Like,
is she going to be their new person?
She's been in.
No, but is she going to be their new, like, Tom Cruise?
Probably.
That's so
because
upsetting.
I was like, I'm so, like, I was talking to somebody at work. I was like, I'm so curious about the show. Like, she keeps winning. It must be good.
Yeah.
And I was like, her speech was pretty good. Like, whatever. And the lady at work was like, No, Paige, we don't like her. And I was like, why? She was like, you of all people should know this, because we talk about Scientology.
How did we not know
this? And
she's
like, she's a Scientologist. And I was like, what?
But how did we not know that?
How did this one get through the cracks?
Oh, I'm going to do a lot of research tomorrow.
I've never...
We're going to touch back on this.
I mean,
this.
Like, I don't Google her, because she's, you know...
But you think we would have seen it in all of our research.
I'm also not up to date on the... Lee Remini show.
Yeah.
Not up to date. Need to get back on that.
I need to do some research. I'm a little upset now. That
really Elizabeth Moss, right?
Elizabeth Moss.
Man, she was in Mad Men.
Wait, and I'm surprised they're not using her more. Mad Men. She literally was in Mad Men, like one of the most popular shows. How have they not tapped into this yet?
I don't know. You know Miscavige has her own speed dial now.
Yeah, but he's not using her the way he should be, and I'm a little weirded out why. Do you think she's just, like, tough, and she's like, I'm not...
Well, I mean, if you're a Scientologist,
you're in.
You're all in. Your life is their life.
I'm very disappointed.
I know. I'm disappointed in us.
And I'm also surprised. Yeah, that's why I need to look into this, because I feel
What's wrong with us?
No, it's not us. I feel like it's...
Is our Scientology radar off?
There's something that's not
broken?
On the interweb.
Something's not adding up.
The fact that they're not using her and we didn't know about her.
I don't know. So that was a major thing that I needed to bring up.
That's
with
really
you.
Upsetting.
Here's the biggest part of, like, the bulk of what I want to talk about. I physically need to be a part of the Big Little Lies friendship.
Yes.
They are so obsessed with each other.
Yes.
I need to be a part of it.
Yes.
Here's my follow-up question.
I would love to hear it.
Who would you rather be in that friendship? Would you rather be
Who would I rather be, or who I want to be friends with?
No, be. Or who do you think I would be?
Well, you.
Is that... Would I be... Nicole Kidman,
yeah.
Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, I know that I'm not her, or Shailene Woodley.
Well, see, can I answer first? Because that will help me explain my answer for you. My answer would be, I would want to be the person who, I'd want to be Shailene Woodley, because I don't need, and I feel like you'd want to be Shailene Woodley too, only because you don't need, I don't need to talk to Shailene Woodley. I think I got her, I think I have all I need to know. And I want to talk to Reese and Nicole
You would
want to
be
Laura.
Friends with them. You wouldn't
right.
want to be them?
That's what I'm saying. Are you saying who you'd want to be so that you could take their place and be friends with everybody? Or who you personally... Like, you would be Reese if you were going to be anybody. That's so completely obvious.
That's you just had to say.
But you would want to be friends with Reese. So you would take Shailene Woodley's spot. And I would also want to be friends with Zoe Kravitz because she's cool.
I feel like Shailene Woodley is secretly, like, a creepy crawler.
She's not secretly. She's very open about it.
Yeah.
One time I read an interview that she uses reusable lady products for her period, and that was it.
No.
That really was all
it took. I don't get that.
Yep.
So she's kind of like the odd man out.
Mm-hmm. Condo person.
I think Nicole Kidman absolutely deserved, as well as Laura Dern, they both deserved getting those awards.
This is where we differ.
Why?
Nicole Kidman, absolutely.
Why not Laura
There's
Dern?
There's no good reason Reese Witherspoon has not won an award for that show. It eats me alive.
No, I...
She is that show. There's no show without her.
Well, she exactly.
And Laura Dern was great, but...
But, okay, so here's the thing.
No better than
Laura
Reese.
Laura Dern, supporting role. Reese is the main act.
They should have given Reese an award also.
Over Nicole, she should have
No, but I just think she deserved an award.
But they won,
She herself should have gotten one, though, for her performance.
I'm still really mad. So if any of you have not watched Big Little Lies,
it's amazing.
Something's wrong with you because it's amazing. It's best television, I think, 2017.
Yeah.
It hurts me to my core that they changed the book and made her have an affair.
Yeah, I hate it.
Hurts me to my core.
They made her real different.
I wanted to rip my eyes out.
And she's also not that rich in the show.
Oh, no, no, no.
In the book, she's, like, very not rich.
No.
Not a fan. And also, I do think Alex Skarsgård deserves his awards, but it just seems... I don't know. Like, he's definitely an amazing actor, but it just seems weird because I hated him so much in the show.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's just, like, hard to root for someone but you didn't root for. Well. He did, acting-wise.
I don't know if you watched both of their speeches.
Mm-mm.
So, Nicole Kidman.
I saw his when he said the weird thing about Nicole being there.
So, she got up. She won the award first, got up and gave, you know, thanked everyone. And then at the end, she was like, I want to, you know... thank Keith Urban, my husband.
Yeah.
Like, you were literally the love of my life. And, like, when it was cute, like, in the moment. She's like, when my cheek, like, touches yours, like, I literally melt. No, but, like, I thought it was cute. I felt
That's
it.
That's hilarious.
So, like.
It's a creepy thing to say.
But it felt right at the moment. And, like, and, like, it was, Reese Witherspoon was, like, crying her eyes out. It was great. So.
She's probably crying because she's like, I should be winning an award right now.
Yeah. Anyway. But it fine. So then fast forward like an hour later and Alexander Skarsgård is winning. At the end, he was like, I want like this award, like I want to thank like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And like it was like kind of weird. Like I feel like he's secretly in love with
her. Remember when they kissed?
Right in front of Keith.
They like legit hooked
they
up.
They also were not sitting at the same table and I feel like they were kind of like tables away.
What do you think that means? I feel like you have...
he's in love with her, and Nicole Kidman said, hi, Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. can me and him? Yeah, I want to be away from him.
I was going to say that's going to be very awkward season two, but it's not because he won't be a part of it.
He's dead! So...
Ooh!
Yeah, that's juicy.
But I also feel like she has... If that's the case, like, she has done... She has thanked him before, and, like...
I'm just... Lighting a fire.
I know, but now I'm like really. Now all the tabloids are going to be like, oh, listen to what Paige said.
Hey, Perez Hilton, pick this up. Boy, do I got some juice for you.
I got some gossip.
No, I just really, truly want to be in that friendship. Do you think Shailene's like into it?
No.
I don't think she is.
And I don't think they're into her either. Because she's just young and kind of weird and. She's nice. I feel like she's totally... Don't get me wrong. She seems like a totally nice girl, and I totally think she cares... Like, all of her, like, she's very, you know, into the environment and, like, was all about Standing Rock. Like, and I think she actually means those things. And I think that that's amazing, like, fight for her causes. But I don't think that's their MO, and so I think they differ.
Yeah, because Reese is...
I feel like she probably gets along with Zoe Kravitz, because I feel like Zoe Kravitz is, like, really cool. And, like, she's just also cool with everyone, I feel
she's
like.
She's got an edge. But because I feel like Reese... And, like, Laura Dern, well, especially Reese.
Wait.
What?
Sorry, not to change subjects, but weren't...
Tell me.
Shailene Woodley and Zoe Kravitz in Divergent together? Isn't Zoe Kravitz in Divergent? Alexa.
No, her dad. No.
Is Zoe Kravitz in the movie Divergent? I got Alexa, y'all. It's amazing.
Alexa. Is Zoe Kravitz in the movie Divergent?
Yes. Zoe Kravitz is in Divergent.
So they've been in a movie together. I thought that was true.
Alexa. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Killer.
She's my best
friend. That was good!
Oh my god. So they are friends probably. So I got that right.
Okay. You crushed it.
Crushed it. Nailed it.
Crushed it.
Amazing.
Okay, what other thoughts?
I Oprah'd it. Can that just be a verb now? Like whenever you crush something? It was just long. I'm not about the long, but I guess you get a longer speech when you get a memorial
award.
She
won this.
But is that...
Okay, also, so going to Temple, it's Cecil B. Moore.
Yeah.
This award was the Cecil
B. But I loved what he said when he was like, this is a big honor for Cecil. Yeah, I thought that was great.
Not Cecil.
Can you imagine, like, Oprah... Oh, my God.
I love her.
Amazing.
I personally... Was really, really... Do you have any more thoughts on Big Little Lies?
No, I was going to ask...
What were you going to say about Reese?
That's what I was going to say, that I'm really pissed off she hasn't won an award.
Oh, that's what you're going to say.
For the show, because the show... She held the show together.
I thought you were going to say something mean about her.
No, I knew you thought that, and I wasn't... I would never.
Any other thoughts?
About the Golden Globes or just about Big Little Lies?
Just about Big Little
Lies. Nope, that's it. You can case close.
Okay. So, personally, I was really, really happy. I wrote an exclamation point. That Lady Bird won.
We have yet to say it.
Oh, highly recommend it.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I saw it.
Joe.
Yeah.
What did I say the other night about watching Lady Bird?
Okay,
and
Amanda.
And Ice Mom.
And Ice Mom. Ice Mom wants to see it. I'll go again.
No, no, you're done.
No, I
cut off.
I definitely told you that I saw
it. Ice Mom, you hear that? Paige is out.
I told you I saw it.
I don't remember it.
Okay, well, there was other circumstances.
Yeah, so I don't think I remembered it.
Okay, well,
and
I will go again.
Is
oh my
it good?
God. Yeah, we totally relate to it.
I feel like I looked it up and it wasn't in, like, my normal theaters. Did you have to go to a special theater to see it?
Yeah, it was at a fancy theater.
Mm. And good? Is it like a Juno?
It's like a Juno!
One of my fave movies.
It's like a Juno.
Crushing it.
But it's Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
Paige's hot pick. I think she had my favorite look of the night. I don't know.
She was fierce.
She just looked regal and beautiful. And she was one of my favorite looks of the night. Saoirse Ronan.
She is gorgeous.
I'm obsessed.
I'm incredibly talented. I was obsessed. Telling Joe the other night, you knew she was talented. I don't know if you've ever seen The Lovely Bones. It's not your type of movie.
Scary, no.
Ah! She crushed
it. I did
though.
See
you
it.
You did see it, though, probably, right?
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, so did I.
I
read the book. I made the mistake. I got the book for Christmas one year, and I read it on Christmas. Don't read that book on Christmas. It's not a happy book.
You're crazy.
Sick. She looked gorgeous. She's fantastic.
I love her.
I don't...
Do you have a Meg's hot pick?
I do. I loved a bunch of... See, they were all in black, so obviously that
it's
is...
It's hard. It's hard.
No, no. I mean, like, my heart soars because everyone looked as I would
I
want
will
them to.
Say I did miss the colors because I think the globes is, like, you can go a little more fun as far as, like, color or...
I'm gonna get my phone
and over. Then when you think of the Oscars, that's when it's the big wow
yeah,
factor.
Yeah, this was for an important cause, so I think it probably
No, I'm
just
saying,
you know.
I'm just saying I just missed color, but I fully support the cause. Fully support.
Yeah. Joe, did you just send me a picture on how to walk safely on sidewalks in ice? I hate you.
Oh, Joe, you're something else.
All right, let me pull up this thing. You know whose outfit I can tell you I liked right off the bat, and I think it's going to surprise you?
Oh, I'm very curious.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Did she have her leg out?
No, she had this cool...
I just am so unimpressed by her.
Did you see the picture of Dakota Johnson?
I was going to bring that up.
Okay, I'll wait then.
That was amazing. No, we can talk about it now.
Go ahead. Start talking about it while I pull this up.
So, if you people out there... Don't go on BuzzFeed. I highly recommend it because there's a really funny article.
Especially after award shows because they're very helpful.
Oh, yeah. BuzzFeed, here's a plug for you. They do a really great job
breaking
at summarizing the hot topic items that happen at award shows. So, as Jennifer Aniston is on stage with Carol Burnett presenting the award for... I forget who it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're up there talking... go to the crowd, there is Dakota Johnson is seated at the same table as
Angie.
And Angie is totally not paying attention, not even looking in the direction of Jennifer Aniston and Dakota, or what's her?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. I keep wanting to say Dakota Fanning. Is literally peering at Angie. Just trying to see
like how she's reacting and she's not
reacting.
she's not looking
it's a pretty classic and honestly everyone would be Dakota.
There's also an article
situation.
And we can talk about this topic later because it's amazing. We haven't talked about it yet, but I think
right.
Because it's so recent about a new friend, not a new friendship but a now blooming friendship.
Oh, did I send you? No, who?
You sent me the video.
I sent you
yes,
the video. Okay.
But
we do need to talk about that.
Did you see the article from today?
Of course I did.
Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence is who we're referring to. About the makeup.
About
her,
the makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll bring that up later.
Yeah, I thought so.
I just have a couple more.
I want to go back to the outfits because I'm...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's your
I really outfit? Wanted to...
So you liked Angie.
I did like her outfit. It was not my favorite. I loved...
Okay, she's beautiful and she always looks good. I just...
You know who
Style.
You know who I just think always just looked... Oh, what's her face? Looked amazing. Lupita wasn't there, I don't think. Was Lupita there? No, I don't think she was. But she, I love every outfit that girl ever wears.
She's a great stylist.
I thought Viola Davis looked...
She looked beautiful.
Hot. Oh, she's the first one to show up. She was one of my faves. Angie second. Come on. Angie, look at it. She's rocking, like, feathers. I love it. Reese looked great. Everyone looked kind of, they wore, like, the same look. I liked people who had a little bit of difference in there. Like,
it wasn't, like, they're really...
Octavia Spencer, I loved her outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Margot Robbie, I loved her look.
I truly wish I was her.
She...
I truly...
You're right.
...wish I could go back in Saoirse time and be her.
Fierce.
Margot Robbie is everything I want to be.
She is just...
We should see I, Tanya.
That's all I've been wanting to say.
It's so literally good.
I'm obsessed with the story.
Allison Janney.
What?
Huh. What do you say?
Joe, it's not in our theaters. I keep telling you that.
Where?
No, it's not. It's only in select theaters.
Is it coming to the highway?
I looked and I couldn't even find it in like...
That's Bologna.
Here.
Guess we're going downtown.
Did not care for Natalie Portman's outfit.
Oh, that's the next person I wanted to talk about.
Her little speech.
Yes. What were your thoughts on calling out?
Here, I have a couple thoughts.
Okay. Can I tell you mine first?
Absolutely.
So, I fully supported what she said because she's not calling out that women weren't nominated. I think she's calling out the fact that they're not given the opportunities. That's how I took it. Not being like, oh, you didn't nominate any woman. It's the fact that there's not enough opportunities for women to be nominated. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it.
I agree to a certain extent. However.
But I like her a lot.
I'm trying to pick my words carefully here without being too, like, scandalous. I just think that while I agree, and I think that, you know, more opportunities and all that stuff, I think a lot of the movies that were popular were probably directed by men. But I also think it takes a little bit away. Like, yes, you know, women. But if you're a guy and you made a movie, that's not your fault. Like, you wanted to win, and that's your moment. And I feel like it was maybe a little overshadowed because it's just like you're kind of taking something away. Like, oh, you're a guy who got nominated anyway. Here you are. Like, and then it kind of makes everyone look at you like, ugh, you're, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like it took a little bit away from their moment. That's all.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought, let me say this. I give her credit for the balls to do that because ballsy. To stand there and make everyone uncomfortable and have people just be uncomfortable. Just
ballsy.
Ballsy, and I like it, and it's bold, and we need more of it. However, I felt like it was a little bit like, come on.
But
it's not their fault. Like,
I don't,
you know.
But I don't think that's what she was doing.
I don't, but I think that's how a lot of people took it.
It was just the tone of the night.
It was, but.
It was the tone of the night.
I don't know.
So, she was just continuing the tone.
I feel like a little... I will say, someone I will tell you that I loved more than anything, Deborah Messing. Calling out E on the carpet. I love that.
I don't know if a lot... This is probably... I love talking about this because it's all celebs
so
right
charged.
Now.
I love it.
So, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Kat Sadler. She was an anchor on E! News.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. I loved Kat. I thought she was awesome. So, she just one day said, hey guys, this is my last day on E! News.
Yep.
Very fishy. I did some digging, probably as the rest of the world did. So she literally found out that, is it? I forget who.
I don't know
which
who the guy
one
was.
It was.
Yeah.
But one of the guys who has been there probably less time than her was being paid.
And the fact that no one even, like, I don't even remember him.
Yeah. So. Was being paid an exorbitant.
Double
what she was, and she's been there longer, and honestly was the face of E! News after Juliana Rancic left.
Yep.
So she went to the management at E! News and said, hey, he's getting paid that. I want to be paid that. And they said, no.
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, peace out. So Deborah Messing.
On the red carpet.
What was the exact
quote? She said, they said, you know, why are you wearing black tonight? And she went over the, you know, amazing movement and all that good stuff. And then she said, and for reasons like, you know, pay equality. And she's like, it's such a shame that E! News doesn't believe in paying women the
Boom!
Same as men. And it was just so... And she was being interviewed by E! Like, it was E!'s
was
channel.
It G? Was it G?
It was G, I think. It was G. And who, I will say, I'm not a huge fan of hers, but she handled it well without, like... I'm sure she agreed.
She's professional.
But she also... She handled it very well.
Yeah.
But she just was like, it's a shame to hear that E! Basically sucks. And I thought that was so...
Deborah!
Salty. I loved it. I just loved it.
So the last thing I want to talk about as far as the Globes, I'm going to end on a light note.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson was living her best life.
Kelly Clarkson is always living her best life.
But she was truly living her best life at the Golden Globes. When she first got there on the carpet, was being interviewed by Ryan, and then turned around and literally almost fell down the stairs because Meryl was there.
That's right.
Freaked out.
That's right.
Amazing. Meryl didn't even know what to do because Kelly was, like, crazy.
Freaking out.
And then the iconic Kelly Clarkson and Steve Carell photo.
Oh, my God. I know. I saw. There was a whole article on BuzzFeed about that, too. Check it out. It was amazing.
Literally, Kelly Clarkson, if I could have been a fly on the wall...
But I love her because I feel like just over the past couple years, she's been like secretly been like has been this way, like screw everybody, go women, I'm amazing, who cares, don't body shame. And then all of a sudden everyone else starts saying it and like she's amazing.
You know what, Kelly Clarkson? You started it.
You started it. You're amazing, girl.
God bless.
I'm Justin to Kelly.
God bless Justin to Kelly. And now Justin Guarini is the Dr. Pepper guy.
He is?
He's a sweet one. He's the one who does that. That's him. Yeah.
Like, I told you this, too.
Oh, Joseph. No, you didn't. Joe, no, you didn't.
Okay, he totally did.
He might have.
So now they're both living their best lives.
That's as good as he's ever going to get. So oh, yeah, he's done. You know, it's
he's
great.
Done. He's done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm more excited for right now. Justin or Kelly?
Kelly, 100%.
Dr. Pepper's a big deal.
Do you like her new song, Love So Soft, newer?
Not heard it. Does that sound right?
It's been on the radio. It's good. It's so different from her other stuff.
I need to take a little listen,
I think. We'll take a listen. Speaking of new songs, Justin Timberlake's? Not a fan.
Okay, good. Neither am I. I thought you were going to be mad at me.
I think it's definitely going to grow on me, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because, remember, is Sexy Can I? No.
No, Sexy Back.
At first, I was like, this is horrible, but it's a jam.
It's a jam.
I don't think this is going to be a jam.
This is not a jam.
Yeah.
He's so much more talented than that. That's how I feel.
So much more.
Like, let's get a
holy
grail.
What do you think Jessica Biel thinks?
I think Jessica Biel just, like, sneaky snuck into ever. Don't get me wrong. She's sneaky incredibly snuck. Talented and hot as hell. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like he was dating, like, Britney, and he was, like, this, like, you know, twerp boy band guy. And then all of a sudden, he got hot. He pulled it together. And Jessica Biel married him. Like, literally all those things happened on, like, the same day.
I'll never forget that she wore a pink dress.
To her wedding? Yes. Mm-hmm. I loved it. That actually was one of the first ones that I was like, holy moly. I think it was a Monique Lhuillier. It was beautiful.
I'll never forget that. That's because I never
She's
was
so
a
cool.
big fan of her. I mm-hmm. don't know. She always kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But after that.
She's cool.
She's cool.
But she really slipped in. And like, and just was, we were just like, oh, okay. He's Matt. All right.
Wasn't he with Cameron Diaz too at one point?
I believe so.
Cameron Diaz dated a lot of people, but she's really happy with that Madden twin.
Oh, Joel.
Is it Joel? I know Nicole Richie.
Benji is with
Nicole Richie.
Joel is with Nicole Richie, and Benji is with.
I don't.
Hey, Joe, can you just do some background research on who Nicole Richie's married to? Alexa,
I got it.
Who is Nicole Richie married to?
Nicole Richie is the spouse of Joel Madden.
Joel. Okay, so thank you, Alexa. And Joe.
Alexa, what's your favorite color?
Infrared is super pretty.
Oh, that's great because she has a blue ring.
Infrared.
You're spicy, Alexa.
We have an OK Google. Sorry, Alexa. She's pissed.
She's going to smell Alexa on you.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting really mad. Alexa, nothing. She'll light up if you say her name and she won't go away.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so Justin Timberlake.
Not a fan. Nope.
I am curious about his new album, though. I feel like there'll probably be a couple bangers.
There's got to be at least one banger.
As long as I got my suit on.
I sang that song, but I didn't care for it. Nah.
Holy Grail
was the last good one, yeah. What a great jam.
Lou told me, remind you.
I can't even sing that whole part. It's
You take the clothes off my back.
Oh, speaking of bangers, this is a good transition.
Miley Cyrus.
But best album of all time, everyone.
All time!
I was driving here, and this song came on the radio, and I was like, you know what? As much as this song is annoying, and it was overplayed, and it was thrown in everyone's faces, I will never not sing to it. It's still such a jam for me.
What song?
What song do you think it is? It's a recent-ish song, like this year. that everyone sang got way overplayed. Super annoying people involved.
Super annoying people.
Yeah.
People.
But it was just such a banger. People. And I will always, I don't care where I am in my life, if you play that song, I'll just drop and dance to it. Because
Despacito?
And sing. No, I hated Despacito.
Would I like it?
I think so. I don't think you would care for it as much as I do, but do you want me to just tell you?
No, because I'm curious. Give me a hint.
They released a bunch of other, like, back-to-back jams after it, but that was, like, the one that everyone was like, this is something.
Is it stupid? Is it a band? Like, is it two guys?
No. Oh.
Is it what's the stupid idiots?
Tastemakers. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I hate them so much.
Yeah, closer. I'll never not jam to that
band.
No,
I mean, yes, they have jams, but I just think they're despicable.
Oh, they are. That's why I said I don't like them, but that is such a jam. Like, I can't not... And then you do all parts. Like, I can't not ever be super involved in that song. It will always stay with me.
Always.
I'll never shake it.
Shake it.
Wait, can you go on your Spotify while this is recording? I don't want you to play music.
I don't have Spotify.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say, I want to know what your top played song of the year was.
I truly wonder what my top played song would be.
I'm going to look at mine. Joe, how do I find that? It did, you know what, it did toward the end of the year, because it was like, see, you're 2017. I think mine was a Blink-182 song, I think.
Mine was probably, what do I listen to a lot?
Country.
It was, stupid no, country. It was probably this band called Loca Cunny. I listened to them a lot.
A lot. Makes sense.
But I've really been into Sam Smith.
Just found out he was dating the guy from 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
Did you watch that show?
No, I was told not to because I don't think...
I
wouldn't like it.
But he is dating one of the characters from it. I thought that was so funny.
Good for them. Well, our time has come.
What a great chunk of time spent on the Golden Globes.
I feel like, yeah, this was good. I feel really good at it.
I had never heard of... I will say one more comment about it. That one movie... There's always a movie that wins everything that no one's ever heard of, and it was that Three Billboards movie.
Yeah, what is
never
that?
Heard of it, never saw it.
And they were, like, pumped.
Also, not a big fan that Tanya Harding made a guest appearance at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, that was
like, she's a criminal. Like, let's not forget that.
Well, watch the movie.
Did you see it already?
No.
Oh, I was literally just about to punch
it. It's literally the entire story. I'm just kidding. She's not a criminal per se.
She managed to flip that around for herself. Boy, flipped let me it. Tell you, she's at the Golden Globes.
Flipped it.
All these cats.
Joe, can you come here for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
Why wasn't J-Lo invited to the Golden Globes?
Because she wasn't in anything. But she could probably just go. I just want to end this podcast with Joe's wise words. This is new segment.
Don't mess it up. Say some wise words.
Take your time.
Always floss after eating corn on the cob.
Boom!
Do you floss after eating corn on the cob? He said no, so he's a liar.
But he's saying you should. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You're good to go.
Always a pleasure.
Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast.
I'm Paige.
And I'm Meg.
And this has been...
Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. I feel like we haven't been saying that
lately. We haven't, but I wanted to jump in. Should we say it again on the count of three?
One, two,
three. Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast. Beep.